So just let yourself be comfortable and easy. If you need to stretch or adjust your posture, or if you feel like you'd like to lie down, whatever works for you. It's all good. Taking a nice deep breath, letting the chest, the lungs expand, the belly rise, feeling the prana that comes in, the energy with the breath, letting that travel down to your toes, up to your head. With the out breath, just release whatever seems heavy, whatever you feel like you just want to let go. Maybe there's some worry, some concern. Just for these moments together, just let it go. Let the breath relax, soften. And open your heart. Letting the breath of the spirit breathe you. Knowing it has everything you need. And knows how to release everything you no longer need. Like a massive cleanup that's happening right within you. So we can come into an experience of peace. So I feel to express gratitude to this beloved presence that is so generous, so gentle, so kind, loving and patient, and so wise. And grateful for this experience, this teaching of blessed are the peacemakers. So allow yourself to bring to your mind anything that still remains that is in need of healing. Maybe you're seeking direction and guidance in general. Maybe there is a specific concern that still is weighing on your heart. Or a person. Or maybe just the whole experience of this coronavirus. Let it just come to your awareness. Maybe it's even seated opposite you in your mind's eye. And we can ask Spirit, the beloved presence, to be here with us. And we can ask all the questions we need to ask. The beloved presence loves answering our questions. In fact, it's a wonderful way for us to learn. And we could ask, what does it mean to make peace with this? Can you show me? How do I do that? I want to learn. and listen. Let's all just listen. Sometimes we hear a word or a phrase, or we see an image, or we just feel a sense of comfort, maybe some emotions come up to be released. We simply allow this. There's nothing we have to do, nothing we have to fix in this moment, nowhere to go. In this moment, it is enough. This moment is all we have, and it is enough. Beloved presence, I let myself sink into your love, into your comfort. Like a little child snuggling in bed with its favorite teddy bear or favorite stuffed animal. Just adored, taken care of, comforted. Letting go of all worry and planning and figuring and analyzing. We make peace with what is. And we are shown that it can be this beautiful, delicious experience of rest. We don't have to go out of this moment to worry about future moments. This moment, this presence will be in every future moment. Like our breath, it goes wherever we goes. The presence of the beloved goes wherever we go. We can never be separate from the beloved because that is who we are. Let yourself breathe in this presence. If there's any part of the body that seems to be asking for attention, let the presence go there. Or you might want to just bring your whole body into the presence. Or others that perhaps you have concern or anything for that is other than love, bring them all here. We are the peacemakers, and we are blessed because we know when we make peace with what is, we allow for healing. We open the doors to healing, to flow. Because our minds are connected, when we heal, we do not heal alone. Thank you, beloved presence, for showing us this way, for inviting us into this beautiful function. That we can give our whole day and all the days that are to be ahead to this one beautiful purpose. Each moment and each day, you will guide us. You will show us the way. We lean not onto our understanding, but your understanding, for you know the way. We become like little children, letting you lead the way. Father, Mother, beloved presence. Thank you. Thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for showing us this whole experience with the coronavirus is here to help us heal, to bring us into this profound experience of love. We give our willingness to enter this experience together, hand in hand, side by side. Namaste. Thank you to each one of you for joining me today. Thank you.